Good morning, I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. First of all, let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
And as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission, on Tuesday, August 20? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, just somewhat likely, and not very likely. Definitely, okay? And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Republicans.
What is your main racial background?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 45, 46 to 55,
69.
69, okay. And generally speaking, will you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important. I have traffic and congestion, illegal immigration, affordable housing, protecting the environment, protect property insurance costs, hurricane and flooding preparation, or the last four, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, overdevelopment, crime and public safety, or taxes and county government spending.
I think it would be for me and the county would be traffic and congestion.
Okay. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate it as well. The first one, Joe Biden. How would you rate Joe Biden? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very, or somewhat.
Very unfavorable. Very. Okay. Then next one, Paul Wunderlich. How would you rate Paul Wunderlich?
Unknown.
Never heard of? Okay. Melissa Thome. How would you rate Melissa Thome?
Never heard of her.
Rick Ramsey, do you recognize the name? Rick Ramsey.
Slightly favorable.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Highly favorable.
Holly Merrill Rashine.
I'm kind of ambivalent about her, just either way.
Holly Merrill Rashine. Do you recognize the name? Holly Merrill?
Yes, okay. I do.
Very
I recognize
favorable.
Her.
Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
The last one, Donald Trump. How would you rate Donald Trump?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And we're almost done with the survey. We're at 60% now. Thank you so much for your time. Thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Melissa Thome, a Republican candidate, Holly Merrill Rashine, a Republican, or Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate?
I'm leaning towards Thome.
And will you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Melissa Thome, a Republican candidate?
Probably.
Probably. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rashine is doing as your county commissioner? You strongly approve the job, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
All other things being equal, which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? I have two options. The first one, a candidate who has never held elected office